How to sell for online.
Moshe, I'm sorry, you look far too comfortable over there.
Oh, this is like 100. Hoping I make it through the shiur.
That's what I mean, you look far too comfortable over there.
If Richie was here, I'm telling you, this is a seat.
Okay, gentlemen, start your engines. We're holding on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph Maseches Tmura. It is the fifth day of Chag HaSukkos Tovshin Samach Hei.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Tmurata Bechor V'Amaaser. Okay, we saw earlier that Tmura's Bechor V'Amaaser is not brought on the Mizbeach. We learned that out of a pasuk. We're going to go over it later today. Kodesh Heim, that ain't craven, but the Tmura is not Korov. However, the din is that they are the same as Bechor HaMaaser, at least a Bechor HaMaaser that is not brought on the Mizbeach. Well, what do you do with a Bechor HaMaaser? If it gets a mum, so you eat it. The Kohen eats the Bechor, the Baalim eats the Maaser. Maaser Behim, of course, we're talking about. So, Tmurat Bechor HaMaaser and Vladan, Vlad Vladan Ad Sof Olam, they are like Bechor HaMaaser, except for that one thing, that you can't actually bring them when they're tummy. But the halachas ve'yachlu b'muman l'ba'alim, they should be eaten in their mum to their owner. By the way, it's a machlokas v'shonim, who is their owner. Does it mean ve'yachlu b'muman l'ba'alim, the one who would normally eat them, meaning the bechor to the kohen, and the ma'aser to the ba'alim, the literal ba'alim, who is ma'agdish? Or does it mean that in this case the tamura, the vlat tamura of the bechor, is indeed not even given to the kohen? It's eaten the baalim, literally the baalim, the one who had the bechor, so that it doesn't even get the halacha of mesira to a kohen. That's a machlokas. Now, there's a difference between bechor ma'aser and therefore the tamura of the bechor ma'aser, the vlat of the tamura. Levin kola kadashim. The difference is ma'bin b'chor ma'aser levin kola kadashim. Shekola kadashim nimkarim bitlis v'nishchotim bitlis v'nishkolim belitra. As we know, the din is that kachim normally that were paid, since we have to be paid to them on money, then the value that Hegdish is going to get for them increases by the size of the market. And if we're allowed to sell them in the butcher shop, and we're allowed to package them normally and have them in the supermarkets, and Hector's going to end up getting more money. And therefore, even though there's a design of kachim involved in selling kodesh meat in the supermarket, but nonetheless, it's kedai for kodesh to be able to get the financial rewards of such a thing. Mashenka, when it comes to Bechor HaMaaser, Hector has no profit in it at all, because there's no halach of pidyon. As a matter of fact, you're not allowed to be paid. Lo yipadeh, it says. Lo yigayel, lo yimacher. Therefore, what's the point of allowing the Bizoyan Kodesh that we should sell it in a butcher shop? I said, machlokes, whether this is mamash, is it the eraiser, whether it's a din, is it derived directly from it, or is it a din in general? Be careful about the kachim, not to be mavazik kachim. We're shailas whether the psukim that we brought back in Bechiras, whether those were asmachtas, special dinner. But in any event, it certainly is also most learned. It's a drabonon, really. Drabonon were geyser because of bizui kachim, that we should treat Bechor HaMaaser differently because there's no value to be gained by allowing us to sell it in a butcher shop. Therefore, the same thing would be true about the Tamura and about the Vlada Tamura. How come you haven't been bringing your Gemara, Rich?
Because I forgot to take it from Menachem Tzion. I haven't been back there. That's basically why I haven't had a chance to get there in the morning.
Uh-huh. It makes me a little suspicious, I must say.
No. No ulterior.
Okay. Furthermore, another difference between the Bechor and Maaser and other kachim is that other kachim are buying the Chutz La'aretz, not Bechor and Maaser. They're not buying the Chutz La'aretz. We'll see why not. And in both Tamimim B'chor HaMaaser, if they were brought, but they're not brought l'chatchil, if they were brought, you can bring them on the Mizbeah. V'im Ba'alei Mumin, yochlu b'mumin l'ba'alim. And if they're Ba'al Mum, you treat them the same way you treat a regular B'chor and HaMaaser. Omri B'Shimon, Matam, why do we say that there's no reason to bring them? Because look, B'chor HaMaaser, yeshlam parnasa b'mekumam. Basically, any other korban that is kodesh or chutz la'aretz is a hassle. Because either it goes on the Mizbeah, or it's domim go on the Mizbeah. But either way, you're going to have to get it to the Beis HaMikdash, or its value to the Beis HaMikdash. B'chor HaMaaser, there's no value in the Hekdash, because it belongs to the Bailum. If it has a mum, either it's going to the Bailum. So why bring it? If it has a mum, just eat it b'mekomo. There's no halach of needing Dafka Yerushalayim or anything to eat it in. And so Sharka Lakadashim, Alpha Pishanala Bilma, Shankin, other Kachim, even if they get a mum, you need to be paid to them. If you need to be paid to them, you're gonna have to get that money to Kadesh. So they ain't Lamparnas and Bim Command. There's nothing you do with them really in their place, but mainly you're mal of them to Yerushalayim. Omar Rava, actually the Girsa of the Shita is Omar Rav Akbar Rav Avia. Bo b'ma'arova, they ask in Eretz Yisrael, since a tumura of a b'chor HaMaaser anyway cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, if somebody puts a mum purposely into a b'chor and Maaser, a tumura of a b'chor HaMaaser, is that the same as the Isser of Atolos Mum b'b'chor? Do we say since anyway they can't be brought, so then there's no Isser putting a mum either? So mao. Do we say there's no chi of malchus where they're not going to be karev? Oh, Dilma, kiven shekotchu mechayev. Or maybe the din of putting in a mum is basically a halacha in the kedusha. If it has that kedusha, you're not allowed to put in a mum, even though the maisi can't use it. But the Torah never made it dependent on its use. Now, Tosis points out that even though we have a machlokas back in Menachas about it, we mentioned also in Bechoras about a matil mum bebal mum. And the shayla over there is we brought it right from the pasuk that matil bal mum, even though it's a bal mum, there's a madiomer holds you still get malchus. I mean, you might think that it's dependent in that, because if it's already a bal mum, so I can't bring it anyway to his bayah. If nonetheless you're telling me that I'm going to be chai by putting in a mum, so then there's your answer. And the same thing Bechoras would be true of a tumura. So Tosfos says not necessarily. And there's two sugyas aren't necessarily connected, because over there you could say that since it's innately a behemoth that was meant to be put on the Mizbeach, so then the issue of putting a mum into it was chal. Now it has a mum already. Okay, so it could be you're still over putting a mum, but over here it was never right for the Mizbeach. As soon as I made it a tumura, it wasn't meant for Hakrava. If it wasn't meant for Hakrava, maybe over there you don't get to Malkus. Okay? You could say in the other direction too. According to Mandi Amar, who says it has a mum, okay, that's because a mum in a mum doesn't change anything. Maybe the time in which the mum does change something now makes it kosher l'achila outside of the Beis HaMikdash and so on, so maybe then there is an Isser. So you see both stud. In other words, these two machlokasim can exist side by side. They don't have really any interrelationship between them, because you could hold either Shita in either case, and there won't be a problem. So therefore, I'm asking, what's the din? Do we say that Kedush itself answers you in putting a mum? Omar le'Abaye says, Abaye, well, there's a very similar case, and I'm curious as to why you didn't ask what the din is, and that is number 9 of a Maisa that you called Asiri, where you call it Shi Asiri. The din is you don't bring it up on the Mizbeach, right? The Achadasar that you called Asiri, you bring up for Shlomim. But the chi that you call Asiri, you don't bring to the Mizbeach. So basically, it's the same din as the Tumuras B'chor HaMaaser. So it's Nechal HaBaal and B'muma. How come you didn't ask over there? Why didn't you ask about what the din is if somebody puts in a mum on a number 9 that you call a number 10? I'll tell you why you didn't. The reason that you never even thought of that is because the Rachmana Miyate, since the Torah said Asiri Ye Kadesh, therefore it's Mamayet Asiri Velotashi. Lot Yatashi. Okay, so if it, and that was enough in your mind, you didn't even think about it, That was enough in your mind to make it clear that the Kedusha was a different Kedusha. And therefore there was no Isser Vatala's Mum in that thing. So here too, the Rachmona Mimiatinu, the Torah excludes the Tumur of a Bechor HaMaiser from the Dinim of Akrova, and that should be sufficient. Provide your answer. Why would there be a difference, do you think? Or just because it phrases it differently? We understand that the Kedusha was not a Kedusha Likarev. And since the Torah says, Ki Kodesh Heim, Heim craving, the Ein Tumuratan craving, that's also enough of an indication to tell me that there's no Chiyav Malkus at Atolas Mum in an animal that isn't meant to be put on the Mizbeach.
What happened to the 11th?
11th is put on the Mizbeach.
Why don't you say the same?
But we learn that from a Pesach. The Gemara there talks about why number 11, and not how come you know to be Mar by 11 and not be Mar, maybe you should reverse it, but it's not a circuit. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak has the exact opposite version of this conversation, in which Rav Acha ben Rav Avya said, Nabon b'marova, the question that they raise in Eretz Yisrael is, what's the din of Amata Mun b'chish ha'maisa? As you start from the other end. Are you chayef for putting in a mum on a number 9 that you call the number 10, which is not put on the mizbeah? And normally Abaye, in this version, Abaye's response was, well, how come you didn't ask about a tumuras b'chor ha'maisa? I'll tell you why. Elamai taima. How come you said tumuras b'chor ha'maisa lo mibayi? Look like it's the Rachmana miyatino. The Torah said kodesh heim, from which we learn heim kreivim vein tumuratan kreiva. Then chiyush ha'maser is no different. Rachmana miyatino. The Torah excluded it by saying ha'asiriya kodesh la'otzi atatashi'i. So number 9 isn't kodesh, and therefore there is no chiyav malkus of putting in a mum in such an animal. V'im bo tamimim, if they're brought tamimim from chutz la'aretz, then, okay, yikarevu, you can bring them. Says the Gemara, but it says beferish in the Mishnah in Chala, an actual Maisa Shoya, when Ben Antignus brought his becheres from Babel, and we threw them out. V'lo kiblumimenu, we refused to accept the becheres. And our Mishnah, we just said, she'im bo tamimim yikarevu, so why does the Mishnah over there say that we didn't accept them? Omrav Chisda, that's not really a problem. We know that there are two shitas among the Tanaim about the dinim of Bechor Chutz La'aretz. Although we agree that you don't have to bring them, some hold that it's actually usur to bring them, and that you're not malad Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, so that's Rabbi Akiva shita. So Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. But the mice have been on Tignus and Chala, and that's going a little bit to Rabbi Akiva, who says you must not bring a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz. There's a tiny Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said, Shlosha Dvarim Mishum Shlosha Zekinim. He would quote three special dinim in the name of three different Zekinim, and one of these dinim was Rabbi Yishmael. What Rabbi Yishmael said was, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yochol Yale Adam Maaser Sheiniv Yochlenu B'Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. You might think that Bizman Hazeh, someone should bring up his Maaser Sheini and eat it in Yerushalayim, even though there's no Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, we have to explain to him. He has to use his mind. I mean, look. Think about it this way. V'dinu. A Bechor requires bringing up to Yerushalayim. So, to an Avat Makom, when it's a Tam. And Maaser is Ton Havaat Makom. And now, the halacha is that your Maaser of your Dagon has to be brought up to Yerushalayim for Maaser Sheni. Well, then you should conclude that Ma Bechor ino ne'achal ala b'fnei habayin, af Maaser ino ne'achal ala b'fnei habayin. The same way that it's obvious that you can't eat a Bechor unless it's a Beit HaMikdash, everybody's going to ask, why is it more obvious about a Bechor than it is by Maaser? But let's say for a moment that it's obvious. So therefore, since it's true by a Bechor, it should be true by Maaser. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. I mean, a Bechor, the reason that you would need the Beit HaMikdash there is because obviously in order to eat the Bechor, you have to put its dam on the Mizbeach. So you put the dam on the Mizbeach, how are you going to put the dam on the Mizbeach without having a bite? Mashen kein maaser. Maaser dagan doesn't require a bayit, and therefore perhaps it could be eaten. Afilu bizman hazeh. So loy marmer bebechor sheken tun matam damim veimurim legabe mizbeach. Tomar bemaaser dolo. Ah, good point. So maybe the way to look at it is to, let's go to Bikurim. Bikurim requires a Beit HaMikdash, because it's Vinachto Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So therefore, just like Bikurim requires a Ma Bikurim, Bikurim to, let's see inside, Bikurim to not Avat Makom Emasya, to not Avat Makom, just like Bikurim, Ma Bikurim, Enna Echolim Ela Bifnei Abayit, you have no choice but to use the Beit HaMikdash, have Masya Enna Echolim Ela Bifnei Abayit. So too, you could only eat Maser in front of the Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, yeah, but there's a good reason for Bikurim that doesn't apply to Maser. Mala Bikurim shkein to unin ha'nacha. It says beferish, when it comes to Bikurim, v'hinachto lifnei Hashem Elokecha, you have to put the Bikurim down in front of the Mizbeach. There's a presentation of Bikurim. What does that have to do with Maser Sheni? But there's no presentation. Maybe I don't need a bind. Tomar b'maaser delo. And so therefore, our attempts at bringing a logical basis for it were unsuccessful. I can't prove to you that maaser requires a bayit to be eaten. Therefore, I have no choice but to turn to the pasuk. Talmud lomar comes along the pasuk to teach me. V'yachalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha maaser degamecha v'tiroshecha v'yitzarecha uv'chorot b'korcho v'tzonecha. Which shows me that the Torah seems to be comparing here the Ma'asar de Gancha to Bechorot, right? I mean, aren't they very different? And therefore it means that Ma Bechor, Inu Ne'echal Ela Bifnei Habayit, so just like it's a given that you have to have a bayit for a Bechor, even though you'd say, but I mean, that doesn't logically mean that Ma'asar Dagon would require a bayit since it doesn't have to be put on the Mizbeah, but comes along the pasuk to say, nonetheless, I'm comparing it to tell me it has the same halacha. So it's a hekesh. Av maaser inu ne'echal ela bifnei habayit. Gezerat ha-katuv. That lamaisa, you can only eat your maaser sheni in Yerushalayim if there is a Beit HaMikdash. Asks the Gemara, I still don't get it. Why do we need the pasuk? You had two limudim. When I tried learning it out from Bechor, you said, well, I mean, Bechor you have to put the dam and the abasar on the mizbeach. Alright, so then I said, fine, so I'll learn how to be kurim. So you answered, well, Bikurim, you need to have hanacha. Okay, so then you went to the pasuk right away. Why didn't you just put the two together? You make a matzah. Okay, you're going to say Bikurim requires hanacha. But Bechor does not require hanacha, and that proves that hanacha is not the issue. But Bechor requires the basar and the dam on the mizbeach, but Bikurim doesn't. And we'll make a typical matzah shaveh shaveh. That the Torah said to eat them in the Yerushalayim. You can't eat them as manazah. Af maaser sheni. Where the Torah said to eat them in Yerushalayim. You can't eat them as manazah. What do we need the hekesh for? We just make a matzah.
I don't understand. It's all the one Beis HaMikdash.
Well, then that's the Gemara's Torah. So, v'lohad adini v'leisi v'matzah. Om revashi b'shem dika l'mim r'malat tzara shavah sh'bem sh'ken yesh b'em tzad mizbeach. What you could do is you could say that the common denominator, nonetheless, is the fact that they need, on some level, they need the Beit HaMikdash. Either they need the Mizbeach for the Dam and the Evarim, or they need it for the presentation. So, it's true. Technically speaking, the way you said it, I could have said a Ma'atzad, but the comeback would have been so immediate that we might as well skip that step and go directly to the Hekesh. Now, let me just ask you something. Mikasova, what are the assumptions in this whole discussion? When Ikasova kedushari shalan kichala shatava kichala tid lavo, does he hold that the kedusha of Yerushalayim remains afilu bizman hazeh? Right, so I understand. So why can't I bring Bukhar as much as I can bring Maaser Sheni? I mean, what's the question? They're the same. So I can bring either of them. You need a Mizbeach to build a Mizbeach, whatever. You hold you could be a Michael without a Mizbeach. I mean, I don't know, but whatever it'll be, it's the same halacha. Bechor Meitzer, same halacha. I mean, why is one more clear than the other? On the other hand, if you hold that there is no Kedusha of Yerushalayim Mizman Hazeh, so then it's the same question about a Bechor as it is about the Meitzer. I mean, if, now there's two ways of understanding this. Lechora, there's nothing to ask. Tosis is bothered by this. And Rashi has a different gears in which he also addresses this issue. What do you mean, Bukhar Namiti Boy? What are we being me boy? If it's not Kodesh Latid Lavo, there's nothing to ask. Then you can't bring a Bukhar, you can't bring a Meiser. But what is...
I think somebody needs to get in downstairs.
Somebody what?
Somebody needs to get in downstairs. I just got a message. Somebody please open the door.
The door doesn't lock. Interesting. No, we'll break for a minute then. Marzevich, picture?
I'm guessing that it's for here and not for the house, because it's not a number I recognize.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is great picture. Ah, I wish you would have gotten the copies. I already ordered the little book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I made it a surprise for Mika also.
Yeah, very nice.
I didn't have the ones that you had.
Was it here?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
My God, this is great.
What is it?
An amazing story. This is a guy.
Chinese?
No. He's a famous psychoanalyst. He lives in the middle of the woods.
In Finland.
And we drive up there. Someone arranged that we should meet. He doesn't have electricity. He generates his own electricity with solar panels. Got a well and no connection to the outside world. So someone arranged that we should meet. So we came there. Mamish walked through the middle. It's a nature preserve. Even not even allowed to. He had special permission to live there. And there's this little red shack in the middle of the woods, and on it a big sign in Lashon HaKodesh, Beit HaMidrash.
What?
Middle of the woods in Finland.
In the middle of the woods, and this is the inside of the little Beit HaMidrash, picture of Yerushalayim. You see the map of Yerushalayim on the... On the walls, the Abu Abshul.
Non-Jew.
Non-Jew.
Is he a religious non-Jew?
What do you mean? He wrote it. He wrote the words, Beit HaMidrash.
Like a fundamentalist Christian or something?
No, he's not religious.
Uh-huh.
You saw the pins during the December. You saw they put the Hanukkah in the windows, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a bit.
Yeah, but it's not related to that. And he's just written his fifth book on anti-Semitism.
All right.
Amazing.
Obviously, they're not selling well.
What's his name? you never know.
In Europe.
Enkel. He's a famous Mikhail Enkel. He's famous. You know, it's weird. He doesn't write much in English. But you can see the Swedish, I think he writes.
Of course,
Swedish.
Hey, Bob, he writes in the Swedish.
Look at that face. And he says he doesn't know, like, what is in his neshama that makes him. Like, everything in his life revolves around something that has to do with Klal Yisrael.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
He studies Hebrew. He's got, like, he gets the Davar Lematril. That's the Davar Lematril in his house.
Mother's probably Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line.
Some Gilgal, something.
Now, we asked him, what's the pshat? Because he wishes he knew. He has no idea.
Ask a little machine.
Yeah.
Was the door locked, Lamaisa, down there?
Yeah, it was closed.
Huh?
It didn't lock.
Amazing. You never know where the sights is falling.
No, you kind of took me by surprise because it wasn't never I recognized
it. I mean, this is really beautiful.
Maybe it was coming from my house. My wife can't get out.
You should send him a copy, too. It's such a great picture.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how to do it.
You could probably write Mikhail Engel Finland. We should try it just for
mail. Maybe he gets like all the Santa Claus North Pole mail. In the middle of the woods.
That's okay. For a while, mail that was mailed here was going to California because the number, the...
Yeah. It happened to me.
97500 is a zip code somewhere in Oakland.
Yeah. 97500 goes to California. I tell everybody who writes, make sure you put this before. Mm-hmm.
On the left instead of on the right.
Orders?
Yeah.
Why my mail's taking so long to get to me? For free? That's
where the check's in the mail.
Yeah?
Check's in the mail.
Anyway, getting back now to our sugya.
Yes.
So the question over here is, how do we read this last piece? If we say that Kedusha Rishena is not Kitchulati Lavo, so then what we should say that there's nothing to do. I mean, what should we bring the Bukhara for? And when the Gemara continues on, it says, L'yaylam kasava, Kedusha Rishana kichila shaitava lo kichila atid lavo. And nonetheless, we have a shayla. What is the shayla? Because of this question, Taisus changes the gears of the Gemara to say that L'yaylam kasava kichila shaitava kichila atid lavo. And the truth is, he apparently didn't have the gears in Rashi, but Rashi, on Amud Beis, if you'll take a look, it's Telushin Achrinan. It's good to see it inside. Yeah. So Rashi, one third of the way down on the daf, says, Ma'igalameima. He says, Kosherly, on the second line there. Kivan delo kichalati lavo, my misafkale. I understand, what is the suffix? If there's no kidushalati lavo, so then Lechore, Yerushalayim has no different status in any other place. So why would I think that I would have a right to eat Maiser B'chor B'zvan HaZeh? V'kimidumeh ani, I believe, says Rashi, Shiloshon Yerushalmi HaKatuv B'Sfarim Ikar, that the Girsa that we have is not correct, and the Girsa that I found here, which the other Lishtachrin, of course, that we always have is Loshon Yerushalmi, is actually the correct one, V'chen Kibaltim B'Sechet Makot. And in Makot, where we have this sugya, that's the way I was makabal the sugya in the Bavli. And it reads like this, quote, Ika sovakichalatid lavo, so then b'chor namili boy. If you hold that the kedusha zafilu b'zban hazeh, so then you should even think maybe a b'chor should be brought. V'ika sovalokicha, and if it definitely is not kodesh b'zban hazeh, then what's the suffix about meiser? Zafilu b'meiser lonely boy. There's nothing to ask. The opposite of the way we have it over here. And the Gemara continues on to say, L'yolam kasava kichal atid lavo, that yes, it is kodesh latid lavo, in which case, why are you so sure that a b'chor cannot be eaten in Yerushalayim? Right? And on that it answers, V'ach ad pshita lebi b'chor, why are you so sure about a b'chor? Kigon, and now we can go back to our Gersa, Kigon. Shenizrak damo, the case would be, where the dam had already been sprinkled on the Mizbeach.
Before it was destroyed.
Before the Churban. And then the bias is Chorev. What's the din of that Bechor? The din of that Bechor is that it definitely cannot be eaten, even though Kedusha Rishona is still there. Why is that? So now again, we have to change the gears. Our gears is, kiven the iite ladam lav bar zrikahu. Since if the dam would be there now, you wouldn't be able to be zurigate, then the basar is learnt from the dam, and just like the dam wouldn't be kosher, the basar isn't kosher. That doesn't fit anymore with this approach.
You said the dam was already.
Elohochi garsi, exactly. So he changes the gears of that piece also. Elohochi garsinan. The osi baser v'yalef midam. We learn out the buzzer from the dam, just like the dam has to be put on the mizbeach, requires a mizbeach. Ah, b'soro b'mizbeach. Komar, ma damo shel ze nizrak b'zman mizbeach, just like the bechor in that situation. The zrika was when there was a mizbeach. Therefore, ah, b'soro lo yeachel ela b'zman mizbeach, because we're comparing Basar v'dam, ha-basar v'ha-dam. So the Torah sees Basar and Dam as interrelated. And now comes along Meiser, and we learn out Meiser from this Basar of the Bechor. So just like the Bechor requires the Bayit, so too does the Meiser require the Bayit. That would be the other Gersa. The Gersa that we have it, we as we have it, would have to assume that the status of Lifnei Hashem of Yerushalayim is not dependent on the Kedushat Habayit. And in fact, as many of the Mefarshim point out, when we bring Kedushat to Yerushalayim, we first do the Kedushat Sa'ir before we do the Kedushat HaMikdash. So that means even without a Mikdash, it's shayach for there to be a level of Kedushat Yerushalayim that is still called Lifnei Hashem. And that is not directly connected to the issue of Kedusha Rishayna. Of course, the Rambam's approach is entirely different, and he learns that the status of Yerushalayim was never dependent on Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Lashat, Kedusha Latid Lavo, because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is Kedusha Shechina, and is not Kedusha. It's a Kedusha that comes from the fact that the Shechina is in Yerushalayim, and not from the act of Kedusha that's given only for certain technical issues. Okay, but anyway, this is Be'ikra Sugya that really relates to Megillah and to Makkos, as we've seen it. So we won't go into it once again over here, but at least we know that there's two ways of learning the Gemara here. One Girsa, and Tosis, by the way, backs up on his own. He didn't know the Yerushalmis that Rashi had here. But he comes up with the Girsa that Rashi has on his own, Mitzad HaSvara, because what would be the reason to read it that way? Okay, so now Osi Meiser go to Amid Beis. Osi Meiser v'yalefin b'chor. Now we learn out Meiser from b'chor. Now there's only one problem, because remember what that means, that what we're doing is we're going from Basar, from Dam to Basar to Meiser. And that is called a lamad min alamad. You remember that the rule was you don't take two steps of a limud when it comes to kachim. So you cannot use, let's say, one ma'atzad and then make another ma'atzad to think that you learned the ma'atzad. The Gemara went through all of the different cases. So ein lamedim lamad min alamad asks the Gemara, umi alfinan kachim mi'adadi? Can you learn out dinim in two steps when it comes to kachim? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that Bekol HaTorah Kulo Lamedim Lamad Min Alamad Chutz Min HaKochim She'ein Lamedim Lamad Min Alamad? Isn't the rule that you can't take a two-step limud, therefore how can you learn out the Dam to the Basar and then the Basar to the Meiser if we're dealing with Kochim? Says the Gemara, what do you mean Kochim? Why is it Kochim? Meiser She'ein isn't Kochim. Meiser She'ein is Kulin. So we don't have the limitations of Lamad Min Alamad. The Meiser's Kulinu. Now, wait a minute. That's a machlokus about whether we look at the thing you're learning to, or you look at the thing you're learning from. I mean, if you look at what you're learning to, you're right. Meiser's Kulin. But not everybody agrees with that. So that's all very nice. Say, Nechel Amandi Omer Basar, Lamad Azlina. And if you go according to Amandi Omer, who says, we look at where you're learning it to, fine. Meiser is Kulin. But what about according to Mandi Omer says Basar Milamed Azlina, that you look at where you're deriving it from, the thing that's teaching. Over here, the thing that's teaching is Dam of a Bechor, which is Kodesh, to Basar, which is Kodesh, to Meiser, which is Chulin. But that doesn't change anything, because you're still using two steps of Kodesh. Uh-huh. That's no good. So how are you going to explain it? So Basar Milamed Azlina, Michael Amir, what's your answer? It doesn't bother me so much because Basar v'dam is, I consider to be two steps. One is just begala, and the other, my Basar v'dam is one thing. Basar v'dam is the carbon. So that's chada milti. I don't see that as a two-step limud. So far, you'll notice that what we just learned has nothing to do with our Gemara. We only started this in order to explain that there was a shita that holds that Bechor cannot be brought from Chutz Laretz, to explain the Mishnah in Chala about Ben Antignus, whose Bechor was rejected when he brought it from Bava. And here's where we finally get to that. Rabbi Akiva, Imer, Yochol Yale Adam Bechor Michutz Laretz Laretz Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam VeYakrivenu. Forget about Bizman Hazeh. Forget about the Hekesh being used to tell me what the din is lagabi meiser bizman. I want to know, how about at the time of the Beit HaMikdash? Somebody's in Chutz Laretz. Can he bring his Bechor from Chutz Laretz and bring it on the Mizbeach? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, it comes along the Hekesh now the opposite direction than you said it. And that is, V'achalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha ma'asad v'gamcha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha uv'korot v'korcha v'tzonecha. What does that teach you? Mimakom shata ma'ale ma'aser dagan is not the derivative. Ma'aser dagan is the teacher over here. Yeah. The same place where ma'aser dagan is brought, and that does not include chutz l'aretz, ata ma'ale b'chor. Whereas makom she'iata ma'ale ma'aser dagan, where there's no chiyav, because it's a chovas akarka, it's no chiyav ma'aser dagan, I ata ma'ale b'chor, you don't bring up b'chor either. And this now provides us with the other shita, because according to this, you're not allowed to. You can't, it doesn't have kedushas b'chor, basically, for hakrova. There's a machlokas rishonim as to whether that means it doesn't have kedushas b'chor at all, meaning there's no such thing as a b'chor in chutz l'aretz, or whether it means it doesn't have kedusha likorev as a b'chor. So when the Rambam says Elohu kichulin, he says kichulin in terms of the dinim of akrova. But now that would be Rabbi Akiva Shita, and this leaves us basically a different Shita, which is Rabbi Yishmol, that used the Brisa now for the in the opposite direction. And according to him, for some reason, it's not clear why we don't bring it up then. In other words, as Tosa says, Ramonavshach, either you hold, we compare it to Meiser, in which case it shouldn't be brought at all, or we don't compare it to Meiser, in which case what makes you think we shouldn't bring it up? Why wouldn't I be chayv? Is that a chovas karka? Why don't I have a chiyav to bring it up? Where do we get this from, the klal, this middle shita? Bechora, you're left with either it's a chiyav like any other carbon, or there's no chiyav of Bechor because I learned it from Isa. This middle idea doesn't seem to make much sense. So Tosis explains that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael that we had earlier in the Masechta here, in which we darshan tisa uvata, lift it up and bring it, remember? Rak kodeshecha asher yiulach. Hello? First day of Yontif. You shall lift it up, uvat, and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. So there we said, you might think that means all Kachim Talmud Lomar, rak, not everything. The Tosis learns this is one of the things that's excluded from the rak, since it has Panasatan B'makoman. That's not what the Torah was referring to. The male, I don't have a chiyuv of Tisa Ubata. But, I mean, if I bring it and it's there, why wouldn't I be makrovit? Because I'm not learning it out of Meiser. And therefore, we are left now with two shitas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, that it's optional. The Mishnah in Chala that rejected the korbanos of Ben Atignos, going like Rabbi Akiva, that it's not optional. You have no choice. You cannot bring it from Bavo, even if you'd like to. I love the energy level in this room.
Well, you know, when you're woken up,
it's like a real energy sink. You know what I mean? Like whatever I put out, I feel it just. You know.
Yeah.
You know what we? No. What we could do is we could sell it to Intel because they're looking for something to keep the processors cold. You know? So we'll do a little bit of our sukkah dafyomi.
There's something about being woken up every 45 minutes and trying to sleep at night.
What's
waiting?
What the Mishigas outside? You know.
It's unbelievable.
I hold it's called Mitzdayer.
What's that?
The level of noise outside.
I'm lucky.
Makes it impossible to lure to use the sucker. Just awful.
My corner is not too bad.
Aside from the bells and the muezzin,
next to the bells. Can I tell you that was Sunday?
I don't know why the way people are sleeping.
My kids like it. They dance.
Youth group?
Everybody.
Insane. Totally insane. No one believes anyone lives here.
In the morning,
yeah. When we were kids, they used to take us to these historical places like for educational, like from the school, taking us on a school tour, and there'd be people dressed in the time, churning butter and whatever. And that's what we are.
That's what we are, yeah.
You know, we're like, we're 9 to 5, and they take our pictures, and they touch our kids.
And then we all go home. And this is what it was like in this time. These are people. And then we all go home at 5 o'clock. We're done for the day.
Honey was coming home one day. And as she came to the door, a woman was trying the door. So she asked, "Can I help you?" She says, "No, I just want to see what's in." "What do you mean? What do I see? This is my house." "No, the rova, that's the neches, Yisrael." She says, so honey said, "Where do you live?" She said, someplace in five towns or something. "If I came to your house and tried the door because I wanted to go in and see what it looked like inside, what would you say?" "Ah, chutzpah." I said, "But here is how." "What do you mean? That people live here?" "Okay, people don't live here."
You get it all the time.
What they're not getting.
I actually hear people saying it all the time as they're walking. "What, people live here?" They see like names. And so. They're not sure if it's part of the, you know, the tourist part show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too cute to be true.
But here it's twofold. Here we small L live here and we big L live here.
So that's right.
Part of the responsibility to a certain degree.
Okay. Well, people would remember, yeah. Okay, so now we know our two shitas. Now we understand why we brought all of this in. Was to get to the way Rabbi Akiva uses this drasha. Ben Azayomer, Yochol Yale Adam et Meiser Sheiniv Yochlenu Bechol Aroeh. You might think when a person brings Meiser Sheiniv, he can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim, even outside of the walls, as long as you can see that spot from Yerushalayim, or vice versa. V'dinu, so therefore, the Gemara is going to ask, why the heck would I think that? But anyway, v'dinu, you should figure it out on your own. If b'chor te'unavat makom, and ma'aser te'unavat makom, just like the b'chor requires now the mechitzas of the choma, like all kachim kal. So ma b'chor einu nechal ala lefnim en ha-choma, af ma'aser einu nechal ala lefnim en ha-choma. Ah, you'll say, but ma la b'chor shekein to'un matam damim l'gem v'imun l'gem v'izbeach. But ma'aser, talmud lo ma v'achata, therefore comes along now that same egesh v'achata f'nei Hashem l'kecha ma'aser d'gancha, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha v'korcha v'tzonecha, makish ma'aser l'b'chor, just like b'chor einu nechal ala lefnim en ha-choma, af ma'aser nami einu nechal ela lifnim min ha-choma. Where did he come up with this whole thing? My kasha, what was he thinking when he said yochol, unquote? Why yochol? Why not yochol, if somebody stands on his head, he can eat b'choros in Timbuktu? I mean, what kind of crazy question is that? No. What do you mean? He's basing it on the Mishnah in Megillah. Hol v'tzan, ein bein shilo l'Yerushalayim. Hello, shebishilo, chlim kachim kalim umayser sheni b'chol haro'eh. V'Yerushalayim lifnim ha'choma. Kan v'kan kachikachim lifnim ha'kiloyim. You have to be inside the Azor. So therefore, he was thinking, okay. Ma'od the tema, since in Yerushalayim, okay, the chiddush is that anything that has a din of a mechitza that was connected to Beit HaMikdash, what's the shinui between Yerushalayim and Shiloh? The shinui is in terms of the bayit, not in terms of the city. So those things that require a bayit for their avodah, such as Bechor, which has a din of kachim kalim, I needed now to bring it on the mizbeach. I understand that the new dinim of the bayit kick in. So there you need to have the chomot. But Meister didn't change because of the bayit. All that we did was is we changed locations. Used to be Shiloh, now it's Yerushalayim. So if in Shiloh you were able to eat anywhere in Shiloh where you could see to the Mishkan, why can't you eat anywhere, even if you're outside the walls, as long as you could see Yerushalayim from there? Because it isn't dependent on the bayit. That's why, says Ben Azai, I need the Hekesh to tell me that it's not just the fact that it's a change, but that in actuality we compare the dinim of Maaser to the dinim of Bechor. And if the Bayit changed and the dinim of Kachim Kalin changed, then the dinim of Maaser changes too. Now, others learn another interesting thing from the comparison, and that is, Yoko Yehe Bechor Shavar Shnato Kipsulei HaMukdashim Yipasel. If a Bechor now goes over its first year, and we know back from Bechoros you're supposed to eat it Shana Bashana, you're supposed to eat it in your year. If you weren't, let's say they get a moon. Now already it's past its first year. Are you still allowed to eat it? Maybe it has a dinner Psulei HaMukdashim. Talmud Lomar, this is yet another use of this Hekesh. Ma'asad de ganchati roshecha v'yitzarecha. Again, we're comparing Bechor to Ma'aser. Ma ma'aser eno nifsal mishana l'chaverta. Av Bechor eno nifsal mishana l'chaverta. So you cannot, if we know that Ma'aser, it doesn't become pasul. It's just you don't mix the Ma'aser that you take from. But, I mean, you could keep your Ma'aser in your storage house and eat it the next year too. So same thing would be true about a Bechor. But how about everyone who used, this is like the fourth use that we've had of this Hekesh. I mean, we needed it to tell me other things. The Hekesh of Meiser to Bechor, Legabi, the Dinim of Meiser Behemo, or in the inverse, whether you bring Bechor from Chutz Laretz. How about if you hold like those Rabbanan, how do you know that Bechor is not Nifsal Mishana Lechaverata, Minalohu? Well, the Maisa, the re-asks, which the Shita brings here, what kind of crazy question is this? This isn't a limud, it's a Hekesh. Hekesh isn't limited. We say, well, you already use it for this. I mean, I could use Hekesh for 10 million things. So what do you ask? Because I use it for that. So, ein Hekesh lemechta. You know, Hekesh has to go halfway. So he says, well, because over here, when it comes to this issue, our question is that, yes, Bechor is compared to Meiser. But, I mean, Bechor is also compared to other Korbanos. So, I mean, if other Korbanos are within a Psulei HaMukdashim, if the Hekesh might be coming to tell me something else, how do I know that I'm not supposed to compare Bechor post-Shnato to other Kachim post-Shnatam? That's how he answers it. Some talk out, it's a very interesting thing, I mean, in the Achronim, that the Shiloh here is Ein Hekesh Lemechtzan. What does that mean? Does Einekesh Lemechza mean? There's two ways of understanding Einekesh Lemechza. Einekesh Lemechza can be understood that it has to go in both directions. So if you're ready to learn out Meiser from Bechor, which is what you learned it from, you should also have to learn out Bechor from Meiser. Or Einekesh Lemechza only means that once you're learning out A out of B, then everything in B applies to A, but it does not mean that you also do it in the inverse. You have to learn B out of A. And that is essential. That's how they understand the Re. But the Re is saying, in this case, since Eve, they're deriving Bechor out of Meiser. We derive Meiser out of Bechor. So who's to say that in that case we should apply it in the other direction? We have an option to apply the Hekesh of Bechor to Psulei HaMukdashim in that direction. And that's not included in Ein Hekesh Lemechta. I personally, I don't think it's what the Re, I mean, the language of the Re doesn't support that, but it's one of these Acharonei Shatayros that's very interesting. Nice. Fine. Good. So continues the Gemara. So where do they know it from? Answers the Gemara. Nafkalu, they learn it out from Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlena Shana Bashana. Remember, we had this Limud and Bechoreis, to teach me. Limud al-Bechor she'eno nifsal mishana l'chaverta. That you can have a Bechor from one shana, ba'shana, in the next shana. So even though it is past its time, it still can be eaten in the next shana. Ooh. So what about according to these Acherim that derived that from the Hekesh? What do they learn out from shana b'shana? So l'Acherim, Lifnei Hashem lokecha tochlenu shana b'shana mai darshibe. What do they use that to teach me? Ah, they use that as a brilliant drasha. They say what that teaches me is how long you're able to eat the basar of a bechor after shchita on the mizbeach. So therefore, it teaches me yom echad mishana zu v'yom echad mishana acheret, that you could eat a bechor over the course of 2 years. Which means that if you have now a bechor that was shechted in year A, then its basar is still eaten in year B. That tells me that if you shecht on the last day of a year, that it's eaten. Obviously, it's eaten for 2 days and the night in between, like Kachim, Kalim of Shlomim, and not like Teda. So that's the Kiddush. Limin al-Bakosh, Nechala Shneyamim, V'layla Echad. Isn't that brilliant? And according to the Rabbanan, who need Shana B'Shana, who need Shana B'Shana to tell me that it's not Nifsal if it gets older, that's already a Balmon. I mean, how do they know this halacha? They say it says beferish. Yelacha, Ubsarami Yelacha, Kichaze Hatnufa. How long do you eat the Chaze Hatnufa? For 2 days and a night in between. Aye, as the Gemara says over there, maybe it means the Chaze Hatnufa Vataida, which is only eaten for 1 day and a night. Therefore it says, Yiye to be Marva, Kichaze Hatnufa Shel Shlomim. So there too you have 2 days and a night in between. Hadran Alach, Elu Kadashim.
Li Neder, Fantunda Helika Perek.
Vlad Chatat, Utmurat Chatat, Vachatat Shemetu Baaleha, Yamutu. So 3 of the 5 Chatat HaMetot don't require any further Pirush. Vlad and a Tmura and the death of the Baalim. The other cases, when it gets too old, or Kapora, then we already know what the complicating factor is. Where was it at the time of that Kapora? Could it have been used? Was it lost at the time? We saw that whole discussion before. Now the Mishnah tomorrow is going to open up that whole discussion again. Richie, this is really a very, very good shot.
I'm not sure the herring's going to be ready. I'm making herring for the weekend.
Right. Oh,
a little lox.
Come for breakfast, guys.
Some scrambled eggs with
lox, too? No. Richie, do you still have the pictures on your card?
On the card, yeah.
So maybe I could download them directly?
Absolutely. I'll give them to you.
Yeah, I think that would be the easiest thing.
We'll take whatever else.
Yeah, because you had a number of great shots that I wanted.
Yeah, sure.
I should have thought of it because I didn't have a lot of shots.
I never upload. So what? I just not in the habit.
I didn't want to ruin the surprise. By calling and I should figure out what I was doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I email this guy or no? He's totally not connected.
No. You have to. You can use snail mail. But,
This is a guy who walks on a cane and refuses
to use a car. So he carries his suitcases with his cane from the bus stop and walks
into the miles, whatever.
He'll use a bus.
That's at least it moves a lot of people, but that he should be selfish and have a car and ruin the world for his convenience.
Right.
Lovely guy.